and realizing that I'm actually the shit. If this is another life mission I have to do, I'm ready for it. I hope the world heals. I'm from royalty. My progenitor, my ancestor, used to be king.
What's going on? I'm Mia Bell. We're back with another episode of BET Talks, and today we're here to celebrate international superstar who's been blessing us with the sounds of Africa and his community efforts for a decade, all right? Here to celebrate his latest project, Fuji, the big fish is in the building. Make some noise for Adekunle Gold. Yes! AG baby, still your baby. How are you?
You know what's crazy? It's crazy how you and I have spoken like how many times now, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We connected over something different.
Yes.
It's so good to see you. And you look so good.
Thank you, and likewise.
Thank you.
You're here to celebrate all of the music that mm-hmm. you've been releasing. Mm-hmm. Of course, your legacy and yeah. what you mean to us here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we're going to play a little game.
Okay,
you know,
let's get
to know you a little more.
I'm ready.
It's called This or That.
Okay.
You're going to pick what you prefer. So creating and performing versus behind the scenes, creative directing, and all of the fashion influence that you bring just to the music. That,
that is hard. But I love creating and performing, and I feel like that's because I'm called to do it, to be one like God, you know, to, you know, think of an idea and then bring it to life and then it touches lives, and to now be on stage to express it differently outside of what you listen to in yeah. your house or in the car. You know, I get on stage and then it's playground for me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, creating and performing for sure.
Of course. When it comes to holidays being spent in Niger, your homeland, or here in the States, because I know that you've been moving around and living in both places now with your family. So what do you prefer?
Niger, man.
Yeah.
It's just easier there. It's mm-hmm. easier, yeah.
And what are the holidays like in Niger?
It's beautiful.
December.
Listen, come to Lagos December,
mm-hmm.
you have the best time of your life. Niger anytime.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Now when it comes to the music, Gold versus Fuji.
Come on, don't do that. That is diabolical. No.
Oh my God.
But you know what? The way I felt when I was making Gold is the same way I felt about Fuji. That's why it's hard for me to pick. But I think I'll pick Fuji because this is even more personal, more in-depth. It's more me. Gold is obviously me as well, but this is just more, I feel like I covered a lot. I said a lot on this one.
And we're excited to dig mm-hmm. deep into the project. Yeah. But of course, I want people to know more about you and how you grew up. You know, you sang in the choir.
Yeah,
you grew up in church and, you know, really honing in on the sounds of your music. So I want you to walk us through what it was like in Nigeria as a young AG.
I mean, I'm the only son.
Mm-hmm.
I had three sisters. You know, my dad was a teacher. He studied art in school as well. So he painted, he did graphics and all that. My mom was a teacher as well.
Mm.
You know, so I grew up in a house where, yeah, you had to be, your head has to be correct. Like, because my parents were disciplinarians, like, and it was hard to, you know, just be sometimes.
Because
mm-hmm. I feel like they would be hard on us.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, I don't even know if I should say I turned out right. Yeah, because people say that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but I guess it's all part of the experience, right? So my first contact to music was my auntie.
Wow.
She was in a church choir. And then she would come home to teach us how to sing different harmonies, taught me and my sisters how to sing alto,
mm-hmm.
Tenor, you know, treble and all those things.
Yeah.
And I think I was fascinated by that,
mm-hmm.
right? And then my grandma would come around, teach us folk songs, tell us stories from old times, and they were usually in Yoruba, and then we had to learn, you know, the songs, and she could sing beautifully. She knew how to sing. So it was my auntie and my grandma. My dad loved music as well. He played High Life, he played Juju, played Ebenezer Obey, King Sonny Ade. So I feel like I was surrounded by music. My mom is the only one that didn't care. My mom was just my mom, you know, just doing everything. Yeah, and then I joined the teen's choir. I joined because I saw two kids that used to lead the church every Sunday. So the teen's choir had a section where the teen's choir would do a number, you know, okay. in front of the whole church. There were two particular guys that led the church every time. And I used to be fascinated by how people would cheer them on, mm-hmm. you know, they got all the applause. And I'm like, I would like to be that, you know. It's so cool to be able to hold the mic
mm-hmm.
you know, and sing, and people enjoy you.
Yeah.
And I was working so hard to be that guy mm-hmm. for 11 years in that church.
Yeah.
And it was never me.
Oh my God.
Never happened.
No?
It's almost like I fought for attention. Like, I remember always doing the most, you know, mm-hmm. to get the attention of my choir mistress then. Mm-hmm. It just never happened.
No.
Because we were living in Agege, right? Agege is a part, it's an area in Lagos. Then we moved to Ikotun, where I met my best friend, Michael. And we just clicked. I discovered I love music. He made music as well. He knew how to play keys, guitar, you know, talking drum and all those things. And then we just bonded over that. And then we became a band. It's just me and him. He grew up in the church. His mom and dad owned the church, so he performed in the church every time. We became gospel artists, and we had different names.
What was your name then, gospel artist?
It was, first of all, I'm embarrassed by this, but yeah, it was Roots of JC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That was the one. I wrote the songs. Mm-hmm. It was very good with the keys, like I said. So he produced. I remember we used to produce like floppy disk mm-hmm. then. I think I was around 15 then. That's when I wrote my first song.
Wow. Yeah.
I just developed interest, you know. I gave my life to it more. I had found something that I really loved. Right, and so I was just going with it. So I went to several talent shows mm-hmm. that never got picked as well.
No?
No, never got picked. I went to MTN Project Fame. I went to Peak Talent Show. I think there's one more that I went for, April Tunes mm-hmm. and all of these things. I just kept going. I knew that I loved it, and I believed that it was going to get me somewhere.
You went to university and you got a degree in what, arts and design?
I went to Lagos State Polytechnic mm-hmm. and then I majored in graphics.
Wow.
I studied art and industrial design. All this time, I was making music on the side as well.
Okay.
I would fund the music from whatever I make from, you know, graphics. Mm-hmm. I used to do a lot of freelancing, did logo designs and all of that. When I finished school, I worked at three companies, you know, three e-commerce companies, graphic designer, editor, and I was making music on the weekends.
Wow.
2014, I lost my job, the third job that I had. The company wasn't growing mm-hmm. because it was new, and the owner told me to go. That was a moment where I needed to decide what I wanted to do with my life, really. I said, you know what, I'm not going to apply for another job because I knew I was going to get one.
Yeah.
Let me just try, focus on this music, let me give it my shot because I've done it all my life. I mean, prior to 2014, me and my friend, we decided, I think let's stop this band thing. It's not working. I know you're very good with production. Mm-hmm. How about become the best at that? Then I focus on songwriting and become the greatest artist, you know? So I started to do solo. He would produce and then I'll write. I'd written Oriente, I'd written Beautiful Nights.
Yes.
One of my songs on Gold Album. Mm-hmm. I'd written them in 2013, 14, before I now wrote Sade. Sade is the
one that set it off.
Yeah, the cover of One Direction Story of My Life. I thought about it, I don't have anything to lose, it's just a cover. Let me release this mm-hmm. and it blew up.
It really blew up big.
Before that, one thing I didn't say before was from 2011, 2012, I already got popular for being king of Photoshop.
Yeah, because you photoshopped that photo of you and T.Y. Savage.
I don't Photoshop, I have pictures with them.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're my friends. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I have pictures.
These are real photos.
Yeah, I have pictures with Drake.
Yes.
As far back as 2011. You couldn't talk to me, but mm-hmm. I had pictures with Kim Kardashian.
Everybody. You still have these photos?
Oh, yeah. They're online if you look for them. Just search Adekunlego King Photoshop. Mm-hmm. They're ridiculous, by the way. The first time I did it was 2011. I remember I saw a picture of T.Y. Savage, and I've always loved T.Y. Savage.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a picture with her someday. Then I thought, oh, I can't. I did magic on Photoshop, and I saw how people responded to that. I'm like, maybe this might be my way to, you know, introduce my music to people. I doubled down. I did a lot. And people started to pay attention to me. And 2014, December, I knew it was the right time to release music.
Yeah.
You know, because I already made friends in the media. I released it by myself.
Yeah.
And it blew up. Olamide signed me. We already had a relationship because I designed the YBNL logo, you know, and I designed covers for him as well. Yeah.
And here we are at BET celebrating your music.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's been a journey.
Yeah, you showed how much you persisted in all of these different environments where you did not play about the things mm-hmm. that you wanted in this life, and now you have them.
Yes.
So when you're turning over this new leaf and producing this new project, Fuji, what was the process that you went through as far as really shedding the old version of you? Because we're getting a new one. You cut your hair.
I know.
This is like a new version. Within the music and in your life. So what was that process like?
Fuji started as an acronym for me. It's Finding Uncharted Journeys Inside.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, so I mean, since 2016, when I released my first album, somehow I always knew what I wanted to do next.
Yeah.
Right, from Gold, I knew that the next album needed to sound different. So I made it a bit more pop, and that's when I have songs like Call On Me, Surrender, Fame. And the one thing about me is if I wake up in the morning, I just want to do something, I don't overthink it, I just do it. So 2019, I decided, you know what, it's time to go mainstream, let's go. I wanted to change the sound, I wanted to do something different, no pun intended.
You know? And you did.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
2022, Catch Me If You Can, I did that. 2023, Tequila Ever After. All these albums have been experiences where I was in my life, you know. But Fuji, the oldest song I wrote on Fuji was Simile, and I wrote that since 2019. I've done a lot, you know, with the albums and everything. 10 years in the game, it's no joke. To still be outdoing myself, I thought I needed to embody that more. So Fuji started with that, finding uncharted journeys inside. I wanted to do more things outside of music, yeah. You know. I started to design this. This is my design.
Wow, let's see.
I drew this. So the brand is called Tough Man.
Okay.
And my earring is called Wave. I designed that as well. I started taking acting classes.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I think I can do this thing.
Yeah, you can do it all.
Let's get it. Yeah. So I was taking acting classes. I started to read more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing I wish I found earlier.
Yeah.
You know, books. I had my braids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had my braids. I'd done everything in my hair. I decided I want to go clean. You know, stop wearing all the chains. Stop wearing all the Rolexes. I just want to be, you know, just simplify. And what made the turning point even more important was going back to the palace. So my name is Adekunle Kosoko. I'm from royalty. My progenitor, my ancestor, used to be king, like in the 1800s. So we have a palace in Lagos. It's called Ereko. So when he was a king, he doubled as a Oloja. And Oloja is the custodian of the market. Ereko is where you gather the produce of the farm, of the market. So it was the hub of all the markets in Lagos.
Wow.
So he managed that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know all of these things. I didn't pay attention to it even as a child. I didn't care. I just knew, oh, yeah, it's nice.
I'm royalty. Kusoko,
royalty, but that doesn't, it didn't do anything for me. We were poor anyways. We didn't have anything. So I got interested, you know, recently. And I remember December last year, 2024, I decided to go to the palace. I went there and I realized that, yeah, I've been missing out. I knew who I was before, but I didn't actually really know that I'm actually bigger than I thought. So learning the history of this man, Kosoko, understanding him more outside of the stories I've heard from people, and realizing that I'm actually the
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like I came into myself. That's when I started to call myself Big Fish, because I learned it.
You are the big fish.
Yep.
And you had to go back home to really hone in on that energy and really tap into your ancestors and everything that your homeland has brought to you.
Yeah.
Now we have some joints on the project that I want you to really explain to us too, what legacy that we're getting from your ancestors through the project. We have Bobo, we have Coco Money.
Yeah. So Fuji is the sound I grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the oldest sounds from Nigeria.
Yeah.
There's Akpala, there's Wiri, High Life, obviously, there's Juju, a lot of them. But I grew up on Fuji and all the sounds. And I just wanted to make something that's a soundtrack of my childhood, you know, soundtrack of where I'm from as well, Lagos. Everywhere you go in Lagos, they play Fuji.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful, it's energetic, it's highly, nothing is sad with Fuji. It just gets you going. And I grew up on that. And I've done it from Gold album. It's been on every album. I've not done it like as a collective, you know, this time. So I wanted to do that. When I made Coco Money, I was just thinking, what's the soundtrack of Lagos? That's it, the energy, you know, the talking drum, talking about money. Of course, they do a lot of interpolation with Fuji.
Yes.
Yeah, they sing other people's songs. They sing their songs, they cover songs. And that's why I added, you know, Better Have My Money.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no better song to add on that song than that one, right?
Was that a hard sample to clear?
Oh my God.
Yeah, but you got it done though.
you know the people on the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was hard, but
yeah.
I'm grateful. Thank you guys, you know, for doing that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rihanna. So yeah, that was a good one as well. Another song, Simile. Simile means lean on me or rest on me.
Yeah,
yes, Yoruba.
Love is in action.
Yeah.
I think that's a really important title.
Yeah.
You know, you're a father, you're a husband, and you know that love has to be shown in different ways.
Yep.
What are you learning in your life now about love for you to give us a record like that?
If you listen to the song, I said, love is an action.
Mm-hmm.
Love is an, I have to sing it to the melody. Love is an action. Mm-hmm. But when I love so hard with passion.
Yeah.
When I love so hard. I love my people, not just even my family. Everybody I love like really deeply. But I've learned now to only be there for people that are there for me. Because I feel like I just keep giving all this energy out and then people throw it back in my face. And it's been a crazy 5 years for me.
Right.
You know, dealing with friendship, heartbreaks and all of that. So yeah, that song I just wanted to talk about how love is an action. You know, if I give it to you, if you're not giving it to me back, there's no point giving it to you. That's it.
And you give a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And your love is the same this way
too. Yeah.
That's another record. You're really pouring your heart out on this project with things that you are dealing with in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some aspects of your love that has been the same from young AG to who you are now?
First of all, the song, My Love is the Same, is about my daughter.
Oh, wow. Big girl now.
Yes. It's about my beautiful Deja. Every time I leave home to do something, you know, to do this.
Right, to work.
To work. You know, it's always heartbreaking to, you know, watch her just go, so daddy, when are you coming back again? Mm-hmm. And I say 2 weeks, you're like, oh, wow. She just doesn't understand it. So we always have a conversation about how daddy has to go and do this, you mm-hmm. know. And I always do explaining
right
before I go everywhere. When I'm away, I miss her a lot. And so I just wanted to write the song. I'm like, hey, what I'm doing is just trying to be a better man, take care of you, give you a better life than I had, and do better than my dad. He did well, but I had to do way more.
Of course.
You know, so I'm saying no matter where I go, if I have to be away for 1 month, just know that my love is the same. And that's why that song is very dear to my heart.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And you end the project with Obimo.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And tell us what you're saying on the project. Translate for us.
Obimo is it's an Igbo word.
Okay.
You know, Igbo is one of the languages and, you know, culture.
Yes.
You know, Nigeria, mm-hmm. the tribes as well. So Obimo means my heart.
Yes.
It's crazy how that song came because I went for a medical checkup because I don't pray about my life. I don't pray about my health.
Mm-hmm.
So I went for a checkup and the doctor said, you have to watch your sugar level. When he said it, a normal human being would listen to it as an advice, mm-hmm. as a warning. I listened to it. It was lyric to me.
Yeah.
I said, then I started to write. He said, what you write? I said, oh, that's a line. So when I got in the studio, I knew that I wanted to start the song with that line.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, doctor say, make I watch in my sugar level.
Mm-hmm.
Then the follow-up lines, your body turn me into rebel. I'm talking about Simi.
Yeah.
How, yeah, body is, I mean, turns me into rebel. So Obimo is about my wife, Simi.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
All family references.
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to your health, which is really important, not only to you, but to all of us, especially with you dealing with sickle cell, I think the awareness of that is really, you know, important to amplify on all platforms, including BET. Talk to us about your foundation and how you are helping those with sickle cell in Nigeria.
Yeah, my foundation is called Adekunle Gold Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and we're catering to people living with sickle cell.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with sickle cell. I have sickle cell. I'm living with sickle cell.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to give back to the people that helped me get to where I am.
Yeah.
You know, and more importantly, because sickle cell is not talked about enough.
At all.
Yeah,
and those hospital visits are very rough on you guys.
They're not talked about at all. And it hurts me sometimes where I see, like, because the most important organizations are not even doing anything about it.
Right.
So I've decided if this is another life mission that I have to do, I'm ready for it. We have a park in Lagos where people come. We see about over 500 people. We give them free drugs, free psychotherapy, free blood transfusion sometimes. And we play with kids. We have art sections where we paint, just, you know, make people feel good. And then recently we launched 5-star care. We gave 1,000 people living with sickle cell health insurance.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting small, but the hope is to make as much noise, you know, and create so much awareness so that the relevant organizations and people, you know, help the situation. It affects my people the most. Nigeria has the largest people living with sickle cell.
Wow.
And that's crazy to me. You can't imagine that kids, 5-year-olds, have strokes
mm-hmm.
from sickle cell. And that really is something that breaks my heart to see. I've gone through it, I lived through it as well, so I know the pain.
And it's important that you're giving back, and we thank you for that. When you look at what's happening here in the States, so different from Nigeria too, but all in the same ways too.
All in the same
ways,
people live with sickle cell here as well.
Mm-hmm. You talk about healthcare, you talk about the politics, you talk about all of the serious things that are happening back home. When you see what's happening in America, just with immigration, with all of the policies that are changing, what are your thoughts? thoughts and seeing how we're dealing with it.
Honestly, I feel for everybody going through whatever we're going through as people.
Right.
Yeah, I see the immigration stuff. I'm like, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, we have bigger problems.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I hope the world heals.
And the music that you're contributing mm-hmm. to the world, I feel like is very necessary.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun in the music, but you also talk about serious things mm-hmm. to call attention to the yeah. love that we need to add mm-hmm. into this world.
My music is love, it's sincere. My hope is that I touch somebody's lives, and that's been happening for a decade, so yeah. I'm grateful.
Of course, that's why we're here to celebrate. Mm-hmm. And before yeah. we end, too, I want you to talk about The Odyssey, the documentary really honing in on Yoruba yeah. and all cultural things in Nigeria.
Listen, I've been Yoruba all my life.
Yes.
I love being Yoruba. I love my culture. I love everything. And more importantly, I've been doing even like digging into how Yoruba people came.
Right.
You know, all of the history. I've been reading books. So when the opportunity came, you know, to be a part of the Odyssey documentary, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm taking this.
Of course.
You know, this is something I'm passionate about. I want more people to know about my culture,
mm-hmm.
you know about Yoruba, because it's such a beautiful culture.
Yeah.
To sing in the tradition, like, you need to come.
Of course.
You need to understand. So, yeah, I'm happy about that one as well.
Yeah. Do you feel aligned? Because I feel like all of the things are really falling in line for you.
I said it in parting this stuff. I know where I be. Everything is falling in place for me, and I'm grateful, you know, that I've done the work and God is blessing me. More importantly, it's God. Just God has been good to me, you know.
God has been good to you, and you have been good to us with the music.
I try.
Yes. Thank you so much, Adekunle Gold. We are loving Fuji, and we can't wait to see what you do next. It's BET Talk.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it.